This is Fresh Air. The AMC series Better Call Saul televised its series finale Monday night, putting an end to 14 years of storytelling that had begun with AMC's Breaking Bad and continued with the Netflix movie El Camino. Our TV critic David Bean Cooley wondered whether Better Call Saul co-creators Vince Gilligan and Peter Gould would end this long TV saga properly and stick the landing. They did, he says, beautifully. Here's his review.
Vince Gilligan launched Breaking Bad in 2008. That series ran until 2013, when the story of high school teacher-turned-meth kingpin Walter White, played by Bryan Cranston, reached its unforgettable conclusion. El Camino, a movie sequel also created by Gilligan, followed in 2019, continuing the story of Walter's young partner in crime, Jesse Pinkman, played by Aaron Paul. But by then, Gilligan and Peter Gould already had been revisiting the Breaking Bad world and characters for 4 years, in a 2015 series called Better Call Saul, which somehow was both a prequel and a sequel to Breaking Bad. It told the story of that show's slimy lawyer, Saul Goodman, but in several different incarnations. Played by Bob Odenkirk, Saul was introduced as a fast-talking wannabe attorney named Jimmy McGill. Better Call Saul tracked the slow descent of Jimmy into the amoral TV advertising Saul Goodman. But also, in black and white scenes set years later, showed Jimmy adopting yet another alter ego, hiding from the law as a Cinnabon manager named Gene in Omaha. How these various plot threads and timelines were woven together, up to and including this week's series finale, has made this collective work, Breaking Bad, El Camino, and Better Call Saul, the best drama series yet presented on television. Vince Gilligan, Peter Gould, and company not only know when to end a TV show, they know how. And the details have been as breathtaking as the surprises. The finale made room for unexpected returns by 5 different characters, including stars from both Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, covering several timelines. It's no surprise H.G. Wells's The Time Machine novel figured in one such scene, and discussions of time machines in 2 others. And the actors who came back for one last lap around the track got great things to do and to say. For faithful viewers, it was one treat after another. And when Saul got a final chance to do what he does best and try to talk his way out of trouble, it was riveting and, once again, unpredictable. The last episodes of Better Call Saul defied expectations constantly, extending some storylines while speeding through others, but always maintaining its own mesmerizing pace. At the end of last week's penultimate episode, in scenes set 6 years after the ending of Breaking Bad, Jimmy, as Gene, is identified as Saul Goodman by a woman named Marion, a recent acquaintance played by guest star Carol Burnett. The actress started her TV career on black and white shows in the 1950s, and in these black and white sequel scenes on Better Call Saul, shows up that way again, and powerfully. As when Marion grabs her life alert necklace to call for help, because Jimmy, aka Saul, now aka Gene, is threatening to strangle her with a telephone cord. It's the lowest he's sunk on this series. But after Marion points out how he's betrayed her, he allows her to activate her necklace, then runs.
Put that down. Put that down, Marion. Put it down. Do not do it, Marion. Final warning. I trusted you.
Marion, this is Valerie, the life alert. Are you okay?
No, Valerie, I'm not okay. There's a criminal standing in my kitchen threatening me. He's a wanted man, and his name is Saul Goodman.
All right, Marion, I'm calling the police. I'm calling right now.
That puts Jimmy or Saul or Gene on the run again in the finale episode. He doesn't stay a fugitive for long. But what he does afterward makes for a marvelous ending for this entire extended story. In one way, Better Call Saul ends how it began, with Bob Odenkirk's Jimmy McGill sharing a cigarette in the shadows with Ray Seahorn's Kim Wexler. But in another way, the series pulls off one final surprise. It leapfrogs past Saul Goodman and returns him to the person known as Jimmy McGill and has Jimmy, at the last moment, breaking a little good. The ending of Better Call Saul was great. So is the series and the entire Breaking Bad odyssey.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey.
You drink one, drink two, drink three Long Island iced teas. But your buddy's worse off when he throws you his car keys. Blue lights are blinking 4 o'clock in the morning. State Trooper makes you wish that you'd never been born. Better call Saul, better call Saul. You wanna tell the world you're in love with a girl named Fran? So you find an overpass and you say it with a spray paint can. Blue lights start a blinking, those handcuffs click. You know who to call and you better call quick. Saul, Saul, you better call Saul. He'll fight for your rights when your back's to the wall. Stick it to the man, justice for all. You better call Saul.
On tomorrow's show, we talk with journalist Robert Draper about the hard right turn in Arizona's Republican Party. In a new article in the New York Times, he says the extreme views of the new wave of Republican candidates in this swing state are unlike anything he's seen in his 2 decades of covering conservative politics. I hope you can join us.